This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Cyclone Fani slammed into India's eastern coast as a powerful storm Friday. The rain and winds topped 200 kilometers per hour, pounding the coastline. The storm has since weakened to what is described as a very severe storm. A scientist with India's meteorological department discussed the potential for damage.
Apart from these winds, which may cause the damages in terms of uprooting of small trees in West Bengal and some big trees in Odisha, and extensive damage to thatched houses and mud houses.
India's National Disaster Response Force says just over 1 million people were evacuated from low-lying areas and moved to thousands of shelters. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro remains in power Friday after opposition leader Juan Guaido's failure to inspire mass military defections earlier in the week. There were no immediate reports of violence in the capital on Friday after several days of unrest. Guaido has been recognized by the United States and 50 other countries as the legitimate leader of the South American nation. Today is World Press Freedom Day. It is being marked with more than 100 events taking place around the world. This year's theme is the relationship between the press and democracy. The main celebration is taking place for the first time in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, a country infamous for jailing journalists until the new prime minister assumed power in 2018. The Vietnamese woman who was tried for the killing of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korea's leader, is heading home. Don Thi Hoang was all smiles following her release Friday from a Malaysian prison. For all the latest news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate failed to override President Donald Trump's veto of a bill demanding the U.S. stop supporting the Saudi coalition fighting in Yemen. 53 senators voted in favor of overriding the veto, but it fell short of the two-thirds majority in the 100-member Senate to pass. Senate supporters included independent Bernie Sanders, who said the United States has been helping a foreign power bomb innocent civilians.
We have been providing the bombs the Saudi coalition is using. We have been refueling their planes before they drop those bombs. And we have been assisting with intelligence. In many, many cases, our weapons are being used to kill women and children.
Both the House and Senate passed the bill earlier this year, despite Trump's promise to veto. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is calling for sweeping changes in the way the military handles sexual assaults and harassment. This is in the wake of a new Pentagon report showing the problem is getting worse. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The military says reports jumped 13%, but an anonymous survey of service members suggests the problem is a lot bigger. Some 20,000 said they experienced some type of unwanted sexual contact, about 37% more than in the last survey 2 years ago. Only a third filed a formal report. The survey found women between 17 and 20 were the most likely to experience sexual assault and that most knew their attacker. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Facebook is removing a number of accounts for extremist views. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Facebook announced Thursday it was removing the accounts of several figures for violating its policy against dangerous individuals and organizations. Permanent bans from Facebook, Instagram, fan pages, and other related accounts were announced for Louis Farrakhan, Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Neelan, Paul Joseph Watson, and Laura Loomer. Facebook added that when it bans someone under this policy, the company also prohibits anyone else from praising or supporting them. Last month, Facebook extended its ban on hate speech to prohibit the promotion and support of white nationalism and white separatism. I'm Mike Gracia.
The White House is downplaying any diplomatic or political sensitivities after a meeting between President Donald Trump and Foxconn founder Terry Goh. The White House says they did not discuss support for the billionaire's presidential campaign in Taiwan. Wednesday's discussion is the first known circumstance of a sitting American president meeting with a Taiwanese presidential candidate since Washington broke diplomatic ties with Taipei in 1979. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.